Hello, welcome to this week's podcast. Today we are still in the season of Epiphany. It's the third Sunday and we're thinking of the wedding at Cana in Galilee. Today is also the Sunday in the week of prayer for Christian unity. Take a look at Monday's post on the website, which has some resources about that. Or take some time out sometime today to pray for the unity of the church throughout the world. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall show forth your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous, and all the peoples have seen your glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory for ever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the sun of righteousness dawns in our hearts, anoint our lips with the seal of your Spirit, that we may witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. A song of praise. You created all things, O God, and are worthy of our praise forever. You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you have created all things, and by your will they have their being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom serving our God, and they will reign with you on earth. You created all things, O God, and are worthy of our praise forever. Psalm 113. Alleluia! Give praise, you servants of the Lord. O praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth and for evermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, that has his throne so high, yet humbles himself to behold the things of heaven and earth? He raises the poor from the dust, and lifts the needy from the ashes, to set them with princes, with the princes of his people. Alleluia. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised. Each week we read from the book of Psalms. I wonder, if you were to write a psalm now, what would your psalm be like? Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. And Jesus said to the helpers, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. Then he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the chief steward tasted the water that had become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who drew it knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Normally, everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. I wonder what you make of this story. I find it quite fun. Normally, Jesus' miracles are to help people because they are sick or in need. He didn't really go in for impressing people with magic, that kind of thing. His attitude was far above that. We might think that was the case when he fed many people, but in a sense, he was still meeting a great need because they were hungry and there was nowhere to find enough bread. So, at this wedding, what was he doing? Now, in John's Gospel, it's the first of many signs. So in that sense, it has a purpose in the way the story of Jesus' life is told. But I want to pull out one idea for you to think on today. And it's to do with the water jars. Now, these were huge. They had to be. These days, in religious places where they require you to wash your feet or hands or so on when you enter, they have running water from taps. But back in those days, they had huge jars of water because a lot of people going in would use a lot of water. I'm pretty sure John began with this as a sign that Jesus was going to turn things upside down, do something new, because they represented washing the grime, the sin, that kind of feel, before you went to worship. It was an external thing. Jesus fills them with wine. We don't wash with wine. We drink it, don't we? It makes us merry. Jesus, in a sense, was turning their seriousness into joy and laughter, exactly what you'd expect at a wedding feast. I'd like us to stop for a moment and reflect on that. I think religious places, whilst they can be inspiring, also have drawbacks. The early church tended to meet together around food, in each other's houses and so on as Christianity spread. There were places where you'd come, say, "Hi, good to see you, hello," and it was fun, enjoyment, have a cup of tea, whatever. Well, of course, in my culture, I was taught to be silent when I went into church. Church is very solemn. Do you think this is the kind of thing John had in mind as he wrote, or Jesus, when he decided what vessels to use for wine? I think it's a great symbol for us, right at the beginning of John's Gospel, suggesting Jesus was someone who's going to surprise us, to fill us with joy and laughter. Yes, he would face difficult times, and he says we will too. But that didn't stop him and his disciples having a party and enjoying themselves. I think that's what we all need in this time of stricter lockdown. Why don't you think of a way to have a party, even if on your own? You could dress up, cook a special meal, something that's a real favourite of yours. Perhaps dial up some family or friends and eat together, looking at each other on laptops, whatever. We did this with our children back at Easter time. God's world is still to be enjoyed. The good things of the earth are still for us to eat and drink and enjoy. As we worship God today, let's find ways to enjoy God's creation and raise our spirits. Amen to that. Let us pray. I'm going to use the prayers provided for the week of prayer for Christian unity that thousands, perhaps millions, might have used around the world in the last week. As we come closer to God in prayer, we draw closer to one another. God of life, you have created every human being in your image and likeness. We give you praise for the gift of our many cultures, expressions of faith, traditions and ethnicities. Grant us the courage always to stand against injustice and hatred due to race, class, gender, religion, and fear of those not like ourselves. God of peace, God of love, in you is our hope. Merciful God, you have shown us in Christ that we are one in you. Teach us to use this gift in the world so that believers of all faiths in every country may be able to listen to each other and live in peace. God of peace, God of love, in you is our hope. O Jesus, you came into the world and shared fully in our humanity. You know the hardships of life for the people who suffer in so many different ways. May the spirit of compassion move us to share our time, life, and goods with those in need. God of hope, God of love, in you is our hope. Holy Spirit, you hear the fury of your wounded creation and the cries of those already suffering from climate change. Guide us toward new behaviours. May we learn to live in harmony with creation as part of creation. God of peace, God of love, in you is our hope. Lord Jesus Christ, in you the Father makes us and all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Today's collect. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew us, your people, with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. From the resources from the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. Pray and work that God may reign. Throughout your day, let the Word of God breathe life into work and rest. Maintain inner silence in all things, so as to dwell in Christ. Be filled with the spirit of the Beatitudes, joy, simplicity, mercy. Amen. Let's serve the Lord.